here. It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And poor Kamala. Boy, she just gets it left and right. Poll just released. She is the least popular VP in modern history. Yeah, you laugh, girl. I'd say she's probably, I think, take out modern. She's probably the least popular VP just in history. I mean, even other countries, when she visits other countries, puts up signs. Trump won. You're not welcome here. That's pretty funny. All right. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today as we kick off our second hour with lots of good information for you, including how you can, take it upon yourself. If you feel as you've had COVID and you just never recovered, well, guess what? There are treatments out there for you. And I just received this text here. Question. I have an Indian friend who sent me some good information on methylene blue helps carry oxygen through the blood, a good therapeutic protective, possible cure to keep COVID at bay. There are tons of things. If you missed my show on Friday, in the second hour, I had Dr. Chris on with me, and he listed off a few of these things. There are natural remedies out there. Remember, coronavirus is the base of COVID. It has been around for a hell of a long time. Longer, actually, than we've been around. It's a virus. That's what viruses do. COVID is the manufactured version, the tweaked version. And there are a lot of things out there. Pine needle tea will help if you're around people that are vaccinated and they're shedding. You know, that it's there's all kinds of things out there. And what you need to be paying attention to is what the government is now doing, because the government is saying, we're going to get these non-pharmaceutical supplements off the market. Yeah, they're coming after the supplement market, because it's interfering with Big Pharma. It's the Monica J. Show. It's Linda's show. It's your show. Talk and text 884-9910. Linda's on the line right now. Linda, thanks for calling into the program today.
Hi, Monica.
So what's going on?
Well, this is kind of shocking. I heard this over the weekend that a local doctor's office had a single mom and her son scheduled to come in for the pre-athletic year physical, mm-hmm. and they called her and said, we see that you're not vaccinated. Don't bring your son in.
You know, Linda, I'm actually not surprised about that.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. Unfortunately, for that practice, the woman that they called carries their practice's insurance.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be one of these payback deals where that doesn't get carried by that woman any longer. So where are we headed?
You know what? You just said it right there, Linda. It's payback. It's all about payback. It's what the Biden administration does with Hunter Biden and his art. You know, why a piece of garbage like that would be $500,000. It's payback. And there are doctors, I hate to say that, in this area, the ones who, took the oath of do no harm, so who shouldn't be pushing this experiment on their patients, even though they've seen the medical data from VAERS of all of the people who are having bad reactions, who are dying from this, they still insist on pushing Biden's agenda. And the only thing that you can do is find another doctor. Find someone who will accept your insurance. If
well,
not,
this woman was able to call the local health department and they took them in for the physical. So that was great.
Good, good. That was that in Reno or where was that at?
No, it wasn't. It was in South Lake Tahoe.
South Lake Tahoe. Okay.
Well, may I say one more thing, Monica?
Yes, you may, Linda.
In defense of people who can't be vaccinated, because I'm one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the use of my arm for 4 years after the flu shot in 2013. And, of course, they can never tell you what you reacted to. It could be an adjuvant. It could be anything. So mm-hmm. you can never have another one. But when people come after people who can't be vaccinated, you're coming after me.
Yeah. And Linda, you don't even hear about that anymore. All you hear is everyone has to be vaccinated. You don't hear about those people with medical exemptions. They don't want you to know that you can get a medical exemption.
And I have a VAERS report on file, and I noticed that my vaccinations are on my medical record, but my VAERS report isn't. And the doctor refuses it to make part of my medical record.
Yeah. It's an industry, Linda. It's an industry.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're exploding my head, but I'm glad about it.
Linda, thank you for paying attention, and thank you for calling with your story and with the other woman's story, because these are the stories that people need to hear, you
Absolutely.
Know, because they
thank
need to
you.
Know that they're not alone. No, thank you. I appreciate your call in today. 884-9910, what's on your mind? I'm always here for you. Like I said, this is your show. Not only with what you want to talk about, but we can go on other subjects as well. I do want to get this out from you. This is from, of course, my dear watchdog out there, Jeff Church, to let you know that you need to start going to these meetings of the various Republican groups so you can start getting the information that you need. Join the movement. We have great guests. Actually, Mount Rose Republican Women's Group in October, because he had such a huge event in the beginning of the year. Dr. Fong is going to be our guest speaker in October again. So, you know, listen to these people who are coming out and giving you the alternative information that you're not hearing in the mainstream media. So Jeff Church is putting this out, watchdogjeff.com. Per Washoe County staff report attached, part of the criteria that we as a county medical services are overwhelmed. You're going to hear that term a lot, overwhelmed. We're not overwhelmed. Six are in the intensive care unit. Three on ventilators. Okay, first thing that we learned that was a detriment in fighting COVID was putting people on ventilators. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. For the others in intensive care, because I just spent 2 months ago, 4 days in intensive care. What does it matter reporting those numbers? Those people aren't being treated. They're going to be maintained. I got oxygen and fluids when I first got there. That's it. I know the ICU protocol. I was there. I lived it. No treatment. My friend Christy, she was there a hell of a lot longer than I was. No treatment. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. 884-9910. Check in with Carlos this morning. Carlos wants to talk about January 6th. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, Monica. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic. So on January 6th, I was in my driveway in Lake Tahoe listening to everything going on. Since then, I have a standard response to anybody who chooses to discuss what they think went on there, and that is from my personal experience. I was a bike messenger in D.C. I have participated in protests in the Capitol, in the congressional hearings, in Senate hearings, Supreme Court. I've been in actions outside the White House, the Pentagon. I was 3 months camping in D.C., Occupy D.C. Mm-hmm. I know D.C. well. I know all the protocols and the kind of security. You know, you can't even, not now, but you couldn't even say light a doobie without getting your head cracked. And in fact, right now, you couldn't even walk through the Capitol building without a mask on, without getting arrested. Mm-hmm. So I know what was happening there. What they're portraying isn't true to what I've seen for years and years and years in D.C. My point B is that is just a standard post I make on social media. And do you know that the federal government sent two FBI agents to my door?
What?
In regards to the Capitol riot.
When
because
did this happen?
I said that 2 weeks ago. I have his card here and everything. And even the FBI agent claims that, hey, man, I read your post. That's all it said. And still, their bosses sent two FBI agents to a nobody, me, for just saying that I have experience in D.C. and something's fishy with the story.
Yeah.
So that's how bad they're weaponizing is, you know, these federal agencies against your average citizen, you know, not for actually doing anything, but for just thinking and understanding. So well, I'm just saying that's how far it reaches.
When it's coming out, the FBI is behind a lot of it. You know, what happened to that person who placed the bombs the night before? You'd think if they knew that somebody placed bombs at the DNC and the RNC, you'd think they'd have extra security out there. It was a planned event, Carlos.
Absolutely, and everybody could see it. If 20,000 Hell's Angels rolled up 66 today armed, they wouldn't get anywhere. And you're trying to tell me that this all happened when I've seen, you know, years and years of security protocols in D.C., and then all of a sudden this can happen. Any logical person could see it, but I just think more importantly is if you just speak up. It wasn't like I was there, Monica, like, and I said, oh, I was on the mall, and they decided to talk to me, you know?
Yeah, you just talked about past experience.
In California, and the FBI comes to talk to you.
Unbelievable. Carlos, thank you for sharing that. That is so important for people to know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 884-9910, here's the deal. The government has been weaponized, and you're the target.
This is not headline news. Lollapalooza took place in downtown Chicago despite safety concerns about COVID, and even more safety concerns about downtown Chicago. All federal employees now have to get the COVID vaccine. I feel bad for the CIA. Now they have to microchip themselves. A new study finds that Americans think showers are more relaxing than baths. Read more about it in the latest edition of News That In No Way Impacts Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. And Walmart will pay for employees to go to college. In response, Saks Fifth Avenue will pay for employees to learn how to cook meth. This is not headline news.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Join me at 11:38 when we come back after the Fox News break. I want to talk to you about August. Here we are in August, August 2nd. Do you believe it? Yeah. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. A lot of things coming in August. And I just want to make sure that you're prepared. So we'll discuss that in just a moment. This is coming out of the Gateway Pundit this morning. Elections expert Seth Keschel, that's K-E-S-H-E-L, releases national fraud numbers. Finds 8.1 million excess votes in U.S. election. Affirms Trump won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Minnesota. So, people keep asking me, if Trump knew this was going to happen, why didn't he stop it? Why are we in this mess? Why are we going through all this? Because had I told you, in 2020 that this country was going to be locked down, that there was going to be forced vaccinations, that there was going to be FBI showing up on people's doorsteps, average people, that there was going to be world leaders assassinated for not pushing a shot, that people would be locked in their homes, and I do mean padlocked in their homes, look at China, that both Democrats and Republicans would be going against your freedoms, your freedom of speech, your freedom to assemble, your freedoms to protect yourself. Would you have believed me? Or would you have just said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory? That's funny. People said it was a conspiracy theory when we brought out that people were being arrested for sex rings, that Nexium, the self-help group, was going down in flames. We saw how that turned out for Keith Raniere. What was that, a 1,000-year life sentence for sex trafficking? Yeah. People just call it, they just call it conspiracy theories when they don't want to know the truth about what's going on around us, not only in this country, but around the world. You would have thought that if someone ever brought up the idea of a chip being forced into your body to track you, or an app on your phone, or a card you could keep in your wallet that says if you can go shopping or not, if you can eat or not, if you can travel, if you can get gas, if you can go to work, you would have thought that that was the most ridiculous thing that you'd ever heard. You had to see it for yourself. Trump knew that. The military knows that. Well, the good parts. You had to see all this. Not only did you have to see it, you have to experience it. And that's why when we come back after this local news break and the Fox News break, we'll talk about all the many things that by coincidence seem to be coming together the second week of August. We were told to watch out for August, that it was going to be a hot August. And I'm not talking about hot August nights. I'm talking about protecting yourself. It's the Monica Jay Show. Loving all those conspiracies that seem to be coming true.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy, happy Monday to you. I want to try to change the attitudes of Monday. Mondays aren't so bad. You know, I did so much over the last 3 days that I kind of need a quiet Monday. Just another. manic. It's a marvelous Monday, but we only have manic Monday songs. People just have always been in the habit of, you know, the mental influence of, oh, it's Monday. It's like, no, bring up that positive vibe. It's like, woohoo, it's Monday. Give a little woohoo for Monday. That's right. You opened your eyes this morning and you got another day to fight. Now, speaking of fighting, there was actually a poll. I almost turned it into our poll question, but, you know, I still have a little bit of a mental break to where I have to take a deep breath, and I don't want people to get so angry that they're willing to take the law into their own hands. But a national poll was done, and it says the majority of people are willing to do that now. Take the law into their own hands. And I know you have to have faith, but at some point, you know, when you have places like Australia where the military is locking people up and they're locking them down, well, you have to stand up for your own rights. You have to stand up for your freedom. We have to stand up for our freedom. Maybe I'll make it tomorrow's poll question. But today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Do you believe Dr. Fauci when he says the U.S. will likely not be locked down again? Yes or no? I don't believe him because the regime has already said, yeah, it's a probability. They're giving you mixed messages to keep you frustrated. Friday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Which do you believe is more important to be investigated? Because millions upon millions of your dollars, your taxpayer dollars, go to these investigations. Remember how many millions of dollars was spent on the Mueller report, on the Russia hoax, that all turned out to be just a huge garbage pile of lies? Yeah, if anybody's colluding with Russia and the Ukraine and Iran and China and so many others, it's the Democrats and the continuation of the Obama, Clinton, Biden regime. 2% said that they felt that the January 6th event at the Capitol was the most important. 2%. 15% said the BLM Antifa riots. 16% said Dr. Fauci's handling of COVID. And 67% said the 2020 election fraud. And there was fraud. Widespread fraud here in Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. Just look at the basic fact that if everything's on the up and up, what's wrong with having an audit? What's wrong with having a forensic audit? So much so that people take it to the Supreme Court to stop these things. It's because they don't want you to see how badly they cheated. Because they've been cheating in elections after election after election, as we're figuring out. They just don't want you to see how badly they had to fudge the numbers this time. It's blatant. And that's interesting because let's talk about a dark, hot August. There are a lot of things that are going to be happening in the next 2 weeks, specifically between August 10th and 12th, that you need to be prepared for. Just in case something happens. But you know what? You need to be prepared for anything anyway. Flash floods, riots, earthquakes, anything could happen at any second. Wildfires that are let to burn themselves out. Yeah. Food, water, backup power, communication. Be ready for anything. Because let's go through all the things that are coming down in August. I can't wait for this. Mike Lindell is having a cyber symposium, whatever you want to call it. He's going to make sure that you know the information that you need to prove that this election was stolen. And he's putting his money where his mouth is. So if we've got any forensic, you know, internet or forensic auditors out there, the computer types, he's offering $5 million bounty for anyone who can prove that the data that he is going to be releasing on the 10th, 11th, and 12th on election fraud is not legitimate. If you can prove it's not legitimate, it's going to give you $5 million. In other words, checkmate. Cyber Symposium, 10th through the 12th. Now, this isn't for you and I to attend. This is for, well, I could go because I'm in the media, but you can watch it. It's going to be live streamed at frankspeech.com. Frank, F-R-A-N-K, speech, S-P-E-E-C-H.com. Get that in your favorites. Get it saved. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's not open to the public because, well, they need the politicians in there. They need the cyber experts. And they need the media. Do you think the media is really going to show up? Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. FrankSpeech.com. There's also rumors coming from NASA and those who watch the skies that we're supposed to have an event, a solar event. Exact same time. Could knock out communications. Worldwide. Imagine that. What else is happening in August? Well, let's see. There's going to be an emergency broadcast system nationwide test. That's where you hear the this is a test of the emergency broadcast system, blah, blah, blah. If this were an actual emergency, you'd be known. So they're going to do that nationally, which means that you'll hear it here in Northern Nevada because, well, that's what a national test is. That's interesting that they're doing it on August 11th. Did you know that the president of the United States of America has control over that and can break in to any radio station, television station, broadcasting with that equipment? Yeah. It's not just to let you know when there's flash flooding or thunderstorms coming our way. That little setup can be used for all kinds of different things. So there we go. So what else is happening in August? Well, the numbers are done. Everything's been counted in Maricopa County. And they're thinking it's going to take about a little less than 2 weeks to get everything that they need finished up so they can start releasing the numbers to the public. In the middle of August. All of this happening at the same time to cause mass confusion. Make sure that you are connected. And I'm not talking about with the local news, because we know what we get from the local news. And it's not always for the best. You don't hear the stories that you're supposed to be hearing, because people don't do the investigative journalism anymore. But you know what? There are a few of them out there. People who said, you know what? NXIVM is real. Smallville actress Allison Mack. She's now been sentenced to prison for her involvement in the real-life sex ring, which, you know, I find this rather comical. Because she's been sentenced now, but you know what? She doesn't have to turn herself in for her prison time. And this isn't just because she's in Hollywood. This is the way they do things for, I guess, special people. She doesn't have to turn herself in until September 21st. So she has 2 months to do whatever she wants to do. Wouldn't you just think that if someone is sentenced to prison, they've had all this time to get their affairs in order, that maybe they should just be hauled off? Yeah. Our justice, what a joke that word is. Our justice system doesn't work that way. It all depends on who you are.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And had to look this up, so the guys looked it up for me. The FEMA nationwide test of the EAS, the wireless emergency alerts that I was talking about, it's going to be on August 11th. It's actually going to be during my show. So it's 2:20 Eastern time, so it's going to be 11:20 here that they actually do it. So I hope I remember that and we're prepared when everything gets broken into. So, all right, got this quick text I'm going to shout out here. It's a little bit off topic of what we've been talking about today. But hi, Monica. I, along with many other East Shore beach visitors, are wondering if there is someone you can talk to directly to find out why the Sand Harbor parking lot is always deemed full when there are 50 to 75 parking spots available, and with the boat ramp not in use for motorized boats, there are even more. The NHP is not citing vehicles in the no parking areas either. And I'm wondering if the groups who are pushing for removing all of the free parking on SR 28 are creating a situation on SR 28 on purpose to get their agenda pushed through. Thank you, and hoping you can find something else. You know what? I've got a few friends still left in the NHP. I will ask them about that, because actually, Colleen, you already hit the nail on the head there. It's to push the agenda for all the regulations that they are putting up at the lake. You know, isn't that interesting that, oh, yeah, everybody, they want you to take the bus, and then the buses go down and you can't use them. And it's just, it's a mess up there. It's an absolute mess. And they're just trying to make, I feel so bad for South Lake Tahoe, for East Lake Tahoe, for North Lake Tahoe. Everything around Tahoe right now is just a huge mess. Lack of employees, not for the lack of trying, but because people, you know, can't make the money that they want to make. So they're sitting on their butts getting unemployment. That needs to stop. The housing costs, you can't work enough hours on the minimum wage that some of the places are paying. Thank goodness there are some businesses up there that actually care about their employees and having a place to stay. So they have, you know, some trailer rentals, or they've got the little cabins, you know, that they actually purchase as a business for their employees. You know, there are people out there that are trying to make a difference, and then there are the others that are just trying to push their agenda. I hope you join me tomorrow, because we'll go more through that agenda. We'll break down the infrastructure bill and some of the things that they are pushing that don't even have to do with this country, let alone infrastructure. Again, you have to ask yourself, why are your tax dollars going around the world when there is so much that needs to be fixed here at home? Because if they fixed things here at home, well, we wouldn't rely on them as much. We need to get back to the true grand old party of less government, less taxes, more personal responsibility, because that makes a better world for everybody. You know who it doesn't make a better world for? Those who want to control everybody. And that's exactly why you see what is going on right here. We need to get those emergency powers away from Governor Sisolak. They did it in Michigan. They took them away from Whitmer. Now it's our time to take them away from Sisolak. He's going to destroy this state. And it's up to us to make sure that that doesn't happen. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you.